One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Oh, we're going to two spots in Louisiana? I didn't even know that. Cool.
Guys, the Hartford, the New England shows are over. And they sold out fully. We got Mobile, Alabama.
Mama.
Where all the good grease from. Lotto.
I feel like that place is like real. It's
like Forrest, it's Bubba Gump. It's yeah.
They going to have all the good grease down there, Chris.
Me like experimentation. Sexually, man. My look today is inspired by the time Adrian Brody got kicked off Saturday Night Live for doing a Jamaican accent. Are we rolling?
Yeah.
Good. Because that's what my look is inspired by today. You know when SNL hosts introduce the musical guests?
Yeah.
And they're like, ladies and gentlemen, Sublime. Mm-hmm. He dressed like a Jamaican guy. Uh-huh. And they were like, please don't do that.
And wait, just like with like a
he put like a Rastafarian wig on and like like a dread hat on and shit. And then he got like uninvited, like perma-banned from the show.
And who is this again?
Adrian Brody. I don't know why I hate him so much, but I can't stand him as an actor. And now he did The Brutalist and we're supposed to love him again. And it's about brutalist architecture, which is...
That's kind of up your alley.
It is up my alley. It's cool stuff. But now it's just like one of those things that like... God, I fucking hate... It's like when agents win and they get roles for people that like don't deserve them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'd rather see someone better in there. Like, I don't know, fucking someone you like. Like, I don't know, Gary Oldman or something.
Yeah.
Ryan Phillippe. I met Ryan Phillippe.
I know, yeah, you mentioned that.
I can't believe it.
And then I was like, who's that?
I was so pumped. Everybody, this is unbelievable. Well, basically, it was like blackface, I guess.
This is the last person I'd expect to do this.
He just has like the fucking face of like every kid I've ever gotten a war with. Like,
yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, like just like dickhead, like slimeball kid who's like, friend of the girls, but he's like fingers passed out chicks. Like I've got like a yeah has like a really like he has like a one-up story with everybody. Yeah. His cousin played in the Wimbledon.
Yeah, he's he has that phenotype.
Yeah, I don't know what that, but like I can like clock him from like hundreds of feet away. I'm like, not that guy.
What's his story?
You think he was like a big, I don't know, Adrian Brody. He was in a Roman Polanski movie. He was in The Pianist, which was like his big deal.
Yeah, I've never seen that, but I know it's worth seeing.
He's from
Queens.
Yeah, he's from Queens. He's like Eastern European. His mom is a real one.
Okay.
He's just incredibly annoying, but like I feel like he's one of those guys that's totally, he's like
he's an Aries.
Yeah. I think he's like very comfortable being like hated.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
Yeah.
Paralyzed by a desk.
Yeah.
What? Oh, I thought you meant you read a story about a guy who got paralyzed by a desk. It's called Sam.
It's called the Sam Hyde Friday.
I'm so good at business and entertainment. You say this all the time.
Yeah.
You say, Sam, you're so good at business and entertainment that you spend an hour on desk feet.
Let's be real.
Screws.
One screw.
On a screw.
I don't touch. I'm not fucking with you.
Go ahead.
Cannot touch that shit anymore when it comes to furniture assembly because of that one thing.
Mm-hmm.
The rage makes my spine compress.
Mm-hmm.
It will ruin my month.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have my whole, because I'll look at the desk and I'll remember how much of a fucking I was.
I should watch gay.
Yeah. I like this. I'm gonna.
This is hot. This game is hot.
Because I know how to, I strip screws in a desk. That's what happens to me every time. I did the vibe board like that. Wow, that guy's assholes looks like something I want near my mouth.
If you were to lean back.
What?
Right to the wall,
dude. I'm staring at a screwdriver, and there's not a thought in my head.
Right, it washes you right away. It's like you know when you put that's how you catch metal particles in oil. Like, is you put a magnet near the oil, and it'll pull the stream of oil to see if you have shavings in your oil.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like when that happens, like, you could do that with a magnet, and it strips away, like, any intellect you have, and you turn yourself into, like, full, like, murderous retard. Yeah, yeah.
RAM, the RAM broke down, and by broke down, I mean it ran out of diesel, because I've been ignoring it for 3 days, because it's been close to empty,
yeah.
And I've just been ignoring it for 3 days, and finally it stopped running, and I just sat there. In an intersection, pulled over enough so that cars could get by, but I was like in an intersection, and I just sat there for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Before even before getting AAA.
Yep.
AAA came in like 12 minutes. I just sat there before even calling it though.
Like rage breathing?
Freezing and angry.
Yeah.
What, Chris?
No, I was gonna say you just stopped and scrolled.
Yeah. I just, no, I didn't. Oh, I wasn't even smart enough to look at my phone.
Was there no radio on either?
No, the radio doesn't work.
I've been there. I was there Monday morning. I love that. I picked up a rug, a 300-pound rug to move it upstairs. And I was like, why would you move this rug? If you sell the rug, the girls can't get it downstairs. And I was like, just get it up. It'll be nice and neat downstairs. It'll be nice and neat. And I bear hugged it. It's like this. It's a big one. It's a 16-footer. And I bear hugged it. I picked it up. And I just felt my middle thoracic spine just go like... And I was like, wah! Like, it was like, it took my breath out. Like, it was like, oh, I've had it happen 3 times. And I was like, sat down, caught my breath, went right over to another rug, picked it up, worse than the first time.
Yeah. Oh my God.
40 minutes just staring like this, knowing I have to go to the Tim thing and I have to go do this, like, in the same day. I'm like,
yep. That's a nice day.
This day, were you doing this?
That's a nice cozy day for you that you worked hard for. You worked hard for that success.
You deserve the opportunity to close your mouth.
You deserve every second of the success you're feeling right now. You get what you wanted.
Happy now, pal? that's why I can't have a... That's truly, honestly, the one reason why I can't have a gun. Because I would look for it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, where is it? Where is it?
The bullets? Just to know that you have it. To know that you have it. Maybe test out that it works. You have to know that it works, maybe.
You would probably shoot it in an area where you could blow your eardrums out.
A safe area like the basement.
Yeah.
You test out the loudness.
You shoot it in the basement at a basement wall.
The shockwave, the pressure shockwaves.
Like it clapping, like you get a real ear injury, a real eardrum injury.
Yeah. Or the good kind.
Yeah, yep. That's why, like, those days are over.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God I have Howard. Howard's like my, he can't do big shit anymore.
He's your He-Man.
He's my He-Man. He's an 80-year-old man that just knows how to not strip a screw.
I saw a video on how canola oil's made.
They make it in Mobile, Alabama.
What is it? Fucked. Made out of tires?
It's just fucked. We probably should watch it, though.
Oh, yeah, canola oil's cancer.
Cancer. What is it, though? Isn't it, like, hilariously
bad? Rapeseed oil or something?
The machines that they press it through these disgusting industrial machines. It is not good.
Really?
That is not what you want.
You do not want to be smelling and drinking on that. No, sir. Don't you do that, Chris. Don't eat the canola oil, Chris.
I could put canola oil in a burger right now. That looks yummy. What's it, rapeseed?
They clean it with a vibrator.
They clean it with a Sibian.
Yeah.
Is this the there's like a that's this is
now that's how you make the cake.
That's cake.
This
that
actually
what
made
we
me
call cake.
Watching this made me actually consciously want to not have this ever again.
Chris turned into a yoga woman.
This is what we call cake. Now that those are the sluice. Now that right there, the sluice that running down the grill.
When manufacturers call something a slurry.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's always a You know you're in for a good mix with a slurry.
Yeah. Just shut up. That's what they should call it. Just shut up. Look away.
Now, that a cake coming out, when they press the cake out and bring all the sluice, too.
That's a black guy talking with a hard hat on in a factory.
They got all, you put the magic wand in there. We're putting the magic wand in there.
That's good shit.
Put that with some butter and some gravy.
I call that shit.
Now that the shit and that the piss and that right there the piss, Chris. That's good oil.
Now the Missoula company has been in business since 1945.
Since the end of World War II.
Right on the end.
And then
we used to make it out of Jews.
That's what they told us. What else are they going to do with all 92 million of them?
Oh, fuck.
The police called. They want to talk to me. I got to call real quick.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye. Google.
Hey, I wanted to talk about Chris Lynch's pay.
We got to reduce Chris Lynch's pay. He was late today.
There's a note on here.
Chris, are you late often?
No.
Okay.
You're just very early today.
I was, well, early compared to what? I mean, do you come in at 12:30 every day?
No.
Okay.
11. 10:59.
Isn't working together fun, Chris?
It is fun.
I don't mean to harp on it, but I'm just having too much fun.
It's fun.
It's the most fun.
The recent developments have been very fun.
Which things are that?
Like the audio stuff and our friend who came.
Peter Thiel?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who came?
Pete.
Yeah, no, he hit me up. He was looking at a car. Mm-hmm. I ran a VIN check for him. Mm-hmm. Not a VIN check, a Carfax for him.
It was a CLS.
Yeah. It's not actually a bad price for that car.
No, it's not. I mean, you'd pay $8,000 to get a runner anyway.
Yeah.
What is a decent used car?
78 grand, 75.
It's 8,000.
They're falling though, but yes. They used to be 5, now it's 8.
Yeah, it used to be 5 back before like the mayhem.
Yeah, and 20. But it's 4 years ago. It is what it is. I say 20. Yeah. I think like 2019 is like yesterday. It was fucking 5 years ago now.
Yeah, but they doubled the amount of money. So
I know.
That's what the prices everywhere doubled.
True. Although my dad is, he's, I mean, I do use cars every day now, so it's fun. I get back to like that, you know, 2004 Chevy Venture van with 105,000 clean, one rotted sill. Mm-hmm. How much are you paying for that car? $400. That's fun. You know, like, I miss those times. You're like, a running car for $400?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you get access to that when you're in the car business. Though.
Yeah.
You go
yeah.
to auctions.
I mean, I could get it for him. I could go buy the car for him but I mean, it doesn't, even though
he's not going to drive an Astro van.
No. It's even worse. That's a Chevy Venture van. It's like a new, it's like when they tried to look like other ones. It's like, you know, what
they tried
is
to
this?
Slick their hair back.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, it's like the elephant man slicks his hair.
Hey, everybody. You guys have some marijuana that you want to smoke with me?
Chevy Venture.
It's just a rapist in his tuxedo
with blood all over his fingers and mouth. With metal, sharp-pointed teeth, like, hey, girl, you want to go to my after party? It's just the Chevy Venture van. It's like, why are your hands dripping blood? Fingering your friend? I mean, partying hard? Oh, my God. I met Ryan Phillippe the other night.
How was he?
The Hot? Coolest. Yeah, he's good. Yeah,
was he coolest?
I walked right up to him. I was like, yo, what are you doing here?
Damn.
No one knew who he was.
No one knew who he was?
Yeah.
I would know who he was instantly.
Instantly. It was really funny. That was one of the funniest things.
That's crazy.
Tim Dillon's birthday party at the Stand in New York, where Louis J. Gomez does all the shit. Everybody goes to the Stand. Uh-huh. They did a show and blah, blah, blah. Jim Gaffigan was there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How was he?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shook his hand, talked to him, talked to Bobby Kelly for a little while.
Trevin, blur this.
Yeah. Keep that.
Zoom in on Sam
middle.
Don't zoom in. Not my middle.
Zoom in on middle Sam.
Not my unky middle.
You should call it unky middle everywhere.
You said, you want to see my unky middle later?
You should do it only to girls who would know that.
Yeah.
Like with it, dimes square girls. Yeah. You want to touch my unky middle?
Blicky?
Yeah. Oh. At any rate, no, that was fun. And I'm like, who the fuck is this Wes Welker looking motherfucker? I thought it was like a Patriot or a hockey player or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked by, I didn't really think anything of it. And then downstairs, Brendan Wardell was like, hey, Ryan Phillippe's over there. And I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, get out of my way. I walked over to him. I was like, everybody, and I was with Ryan Long.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, who's that? And I was like, you don't know who fucking Ryan Phillippe is? I'm like, man, you're fucking Canadian. I was like, get out of my way. I walked over, I was like, what are you doing here? He's like, I'm friends with Tim Dillon. I was like, what? Oh, man. This is crazy. And then I just blew smoke up his ass for 15 straight minutes. I was like, dude.
You're the best ever.
You're so fucking hot.
No, you're the one.
No, I was like, man, I mean, obviously on paper, I should hate your fucking guts. You're like a fucking hunky actor from my preteen years. But I was like, somehow you have all the clout and like no one's going to bust your balls.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you have like a weird, no one would fuck with you because you did MacGruber.
He's a Chad.
He is.
How do you spell unky? U-N-K-I-E?
I would spell it U-N-K-I-E. But you could spell it U-N-K-Y if you wanted to, too. If you wanted to go unky.
This shit frying me mud. That's mad funny.
That's a thing.
These are perfect.
Thank you.
We have, I want to do t-shirts that just have text on them. Because I think that Trevin, edit the part of my spit out, the sound of it, but leave this, put a sound effect in, put a horn sound effect in when I spit.
put an old,
Yo, you got to bring the soundboard back.
Oh, no.
Just simple text, like not a full design.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to see, I don't like seeing all these shirts that have the big ass graphic. I don't think it needs to have a big ass graphic. I like the thrift store type vibe sometimes. A mix and match. But Chris, we have a channel that's for single, just phrases.
Yeah.
And Chris wrote, this shit frying me mud.
That was a Damiel says that, so I had to put it down there.
Like when like something you can't understand?
It's just it would be like, this is, it's cracking me up. And mud is like a term of endearment.
That's so funny.
So my mud is like, you're my mud.
Can you add
slime?
Will you add Damiel to this channel?
Yeah.
And text him and tell him to add stuff?
Yep.
Yummy crack.
You could put them like left breast too.
Mm-hmm.
Like just like a one line, like right here, small.
Yeah.
Like just that.
Yeah.
Like that would be fine.
That's the plan. It's like not a huge, it's not going to be like the I have a gun and I'm schizophrenic. It's going to be more like a chest piece or like a breast.
Yeah. Breast on like a great deal. Blank.
Oh, we should talk about current events because it's popping off right now.
What's going on?
We're winning.
Really?
We're winning. We got Vivek fired.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He got fired? He did get fired.
He's done, yeah.
What happened? I like people say I have hand-holding this, or I'd rather say, why don't we let it explain it? Because everybody's a fucking political theorist. I've read comments where there's like, man, Nick needs so much fucking hand-holding on this shit. Or how about we can start from fucking square one like humans, you fucking political...
Nick is a
mayonnaise brain car salesman like everybody else that listens to this fucking show.
Nick is a craftsman and he's an enjoyer of the arts and he's not a political dweeb.
Yeah.
So take it easy.
Yeah. Cheers on you. You fucking like I mean
you know everything.
Yeah. You know you so got I'll, it all down pat.
I'll explain it like
you're
five.
Tough neo-Nazi.
I'll explain it. Listen, I'll give it straight from the Nazi's mouth here. Yeah. So Vivek went on Twitter. What a fucking idiot, man. All he had to do was not.
Yeah.
When you see people just tear their own face off and show the blood and teeth,
when they don't have to.
Yeah, just keep it up.
Just be quiet.
Do your job.
Not even, you don't even have to do your job. You could just sit in a room and do nothing.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't think, I know, when you start getting clout and you feel like people are hanging on your every word, you feel like you're the man and you get lost in the sauce.
Yeah.
And that can either destroy you or you tamp it down and get control of it. But ego is like water. We need a little bit to survive, but too much and we drown. And Vivek, I think being a true nerd in high school, and if you're a nerd and you have something, you've got something that you're passionate about that you can pour your intellect into and create a pursuit for yourself and get fulfillment out of, then you're good to go. But if you're a nerd and you just want to be popular, you're fucked.
Yeah.
And this guy, he's never done, his claim to fame is that he started this company where I'm paraphrasing it and I'm butchering it, but he bought some failed pharmaceutical thing.
Yeah.
Can we look up?
He bought it.
Go to ChatGPT.
He did a rug pull, right?
And type this out.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Give me a short explanation. The nicotine's making me sick. One second. It's also healing me. It's also healing me. Hold on.
It's making my spine strong. As I know it, is he rug pulled a back end.
He did some shithead move. He did some like some.
He paid a doctor to like approve a
piece
second.
Piece of shit. Just scam.
Like those things I used to buy, remember?
Sophisticated scam.
Level 2 approval. FDA approval. We're in second round of FDA approval.
Oh, the stock. You mean the stocks?
The stocks
you used to buy.
I used to buy, like, yeah. Avarind, Eye Care, and Pharma. Oh God,
I remember Satyam.
Satyam.
You recommended Satyam, and I didn't buy it, and it like trip. It like it went up like 20x after you recommended.
It was on like message boards on
Sega Technologies.
He acquired a failed company, and this is a PC. He found some piece of shit corpse on the ground, and he saw there was some meat in it, and he saw some other vultures looking at it, and he decided to dress it up in a pageant gown.
Yeah.
Okay, that's probably what happened. That's paraphrasing it, and that's without any knowledge of the situation, but I thought of it, so that's what happened. Source, I thought it up.
I thought it up just now, and that's exactly how his life was. That's what he was thinking, and that's what happened.
So he's not an inventor. He's not a, let's start running this podcast through the RX-11 mouth D-click as well, please, because I'm not hydrated. The nicotine's making me ascend, but it's also making me sick to my stomach.
You should talk about it like it's like you're a yoga woman.
Oh, it's okay, I'm feeling vibrations right now, and I'm channeling something that's in my gut.
I'm still centered. And I think that everything in moderation, it's all about balance.
Cut the spit noise. Make it do a horn sound, please. Okay. I'm balanced now. Don't worry. I'm good to go. So he's not a nerd that's passionate about something. He's not a nerd that has a focus that he can hone to get fulfillment from. He's just a nerd that's an opportunistic guy that wants to be popular. He wants money. He wants to not be Indian. as well. Okay. He wants to not be Indian. Let's just say that. And that's, listen, I don't hate Indians. I don't even dislike Indians. They don't belong here, but I don't dislike them. And there's plenty of things you can do if you're Indian. First of all, get strong. There are strong Indians. That's a cool thing you can pursue. You can do the club exercises. You can get those big mallets.
Yeah.
You can do slap wrestling.
You can do the pole thing.
That's a respectable thing, okay? If you're Indian, get some muscle, get a linen shirt, have one or two buttons undone, get a mustache, okay? Get some dignity, some self-respect. Pursue your Indianness. Don't try to be American because it's not working,
yeah, right? It's a tough flex.
It's a hard slot to fill. So Vivek's one of these guys. He just wants more than anything to not be Indian, which I feel sorry for him. But he went on Twitter and he let the anytime somebody that's like a grub, like an outsider grub that doesn't belong, starts to champion American values, no matter how flimsily or misconstrued they are in the way that they do that, they become like the darling of the Republican establishment. Oh my God, there's a black guy who likes guns. And I understand it's heartening when there's a black guy that wants to pursue American values. I like that's fine.
Like
okay.
Sowers or something.
But it's also just like a play fantasy. Because it's statistically not a real thing that happens.
Right. It's anecdotal bullshit.
It's anecdotal bullshit. And so Vivek, he got lost in the sauce. He became addicted to this. Anytime he tweets something where he says some glop and then follows it with, because America is the best country, all the Republican establishment, they're like, oh my gosh, it's true. We can have a nation of principles and it'll work. All that shit.
Yeah.
And so he tweeted, sorry, I'm rambling. I got to learn how to stop rambling. It might just be that I have holes in my brain. Like did you see the thing about Redditors having holes in their brain?
No.
Can you type
bring up that Reddit link?
Can you Google search Redditor holes in brains?
Oh, no.
There was a thing where someone posted their MRI. Oh, yeah.
Yo.
My.
What the fuck is that, dude? That's a tumor.
It's like,
God.
People were like, I got an MRI for some sinus thing, and the doctors discovered that I'm actually missing part of my brain is deactivated.
I bet you it's a fucking parasite eating brain matter from eating ass.
No, I feel like a lot of these guys aren't even popular enough to eat the nastiest ass. I think it's just from it's straight up fluoride and seed oil. It's the modernity diet genetic enhancement program that everybody's on without their consent.
All right, this is where you stop rambling.
Sorry, Chris.
So Vivek gets fired.
Vivek gets, he goes on Twitter, he says this thing that's very anti-American people, that's basically telling Americans that the reason they're failing is because they're not trying hard enough, and the context, the context in which they're not trying hard enough is that they're not like these Asian and Indian parents that have their kids studying piano and violin furiously. They're not like pushing their kids like a hard-charging immigrant ambition. That's why Americans failed. Too many sleepovers, too many TV shows, too much jock behavior, not enough hard piano lessons. That's why Americans are failing, and it's justifiable that they're being replaced by Indians, essentially, is what he said.
He got fired for that.
He got fired. He got fired because that was a bad thing to tweet.
That was bad.
But the timing of it, he could have said this 2 years ago and it would have slipped right under, but the timing of it, was bad timing. People were ready to react. My video, the Dear Elon video, got probably, I think, over 10 million views across platforms. What's it on YouTube right now? Can we see?
Yeah, it's over a mil on YouTube for sure.
And
I started at 20 million views on Twitter.
That might have been, that's probably impressions. I think the actual plays.
1.1 mil.
Yeah. The actual plays was on Twitter is like over 10 million though.
That's crazy. That's a lot. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's I'm trying not to get lost in the sauce myself. I'm trying to just stay in my lane and only say things with this sort of gravity when I see that they're appropriate to say. Mm. anyway.
So he gets canned from this efficiency.
He gets canned from Doge because of the public reaction. Everybody on Twitter was shitting on this guy. Like not thousands, tens of thousands, probably over 100,000 people. Like every post that was shitting on Vivek or Elon was getting 50K likes, 100K likes. Mm-hmm. It was blowing up. And Elon had to change the algorithm so that these things stopped getting as many likes. He changed the way the website works.
Again?
The one time, okay. The first time. Okay. I don't know to what extent or if he's done it again, but that means that we broke your website. That's what it means.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that he's not going to be able to walk away from it and flip it. He did a pretty good job with the Rotherham diversion, which also does require attention. I mean, that is a thing that people need to be.
The rape gangs.
I call it voting. I say you vote someone in the head with a hammer. You have to vote peacefully.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, I mean, that has to be addressed somehow. That's like a generational crime. So Elon will walk away unscathed or something, you know, not unscathed, but he'll still be okay. But Vivek is, I think Vivek's done.
He's running for governor of Ohio.
Yeah.
I hope Ohio's like the flower of the United States right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's mishandled,
mm-hmm.
like Atlanta was years ago.
Yeah.
Like Atlanta could have been like a non-alcohol driven thing,
mm-hmm.
where like it could have been like a New York of the South.
It could have been a hot city.
Yes, and it failed. It got too high on its horse.
We when we were there, it was on the upward trajectory.
You could feel it.
Yeah,
there was like energy. There was like good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
All the civil engineering was kind of coming right away. You know, there was like talks of like water. Blah 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 blah. I don't know.
Sure.
It just had a lot of heat. You could feel it.
It had heat. Yeah.
And Ohio's got the same heat, and if it's mishandled. And Ohio's very trucker-focused, American, you know, like, good prices. So the people of Ohio need to really, really make sure they pick the right person there. Because if that goes in some bad way, that'll be very sad. That'll be a big miss.
I think it'll be fine. I think we're winning. And even if Vivek becomes the governor of Ohio, I think his time as a star is over.
I like the idea of an efficiency thing, though. I really love that.
Me too.
Like a government, because I mean, that's really what it is.
Yeah.
But what they're going to have to do, and I'd like to see how Trump's going to deal with it, is how do you handle union overspending? the Chinese civil engineering projects that go 10 times cheaper and 10 times, 20 times faster.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to do that from like knocking Joey Barbosa off from fucking the dog with all these unions? How are we going to check a union?
I think it'll just be a continuous battle. Yeah. I don't think there's I don't think spending on infrastructure is what's killing us.
It's the inefficiency of the spending on infrastructure.
It looks bad, yeah. It looks bad. It's bad. It's bad.
Healthcare and roads are probably the two, but that's whatever.
I think the physical infrastructure, I don't think it's killing us. I think it's just bad.
Okay.
And I think it's a fixable. The main thing is the attitude, and it's these entrenched. Here's my take on it. I think the union guys. I think that guys that work with their hands, even if they're scammy and are looking for as much money as possible,
mm-hmm.
I don't think they're very high on the ladder of parasites who are bleeding us dry.
Okay,
I think they're like that can wait 50 years. It could also just never be addressed, and things will still run fine.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
What about hospitals?
So
you give that under 2%.
Healthcare is bad. Healthcare is bad one.
Like stitches costing $9,000. You know, somewhere someone pays, you know,
mm-hmm.
you break a finger and someone's getting billed somewhere insurance and they're like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of shit.
Yeah. That's a bad one. I mean, a lot of this stuff is like contingent upon illegals. It's like having these people that, they're basically they exist off of the money of the productive class.
Yeah. So that's just all like hospitals can say this and you have to give it clout. They say, do you know how much work we have to do for free for nameless and
correct,
faceless?
Yeah. They have to do all the work for free.
They send a bill to like nobody. Mm-hmm. There's like a car accident. Some like illegal Mexican guy comes in like pissed drunk and
yeah.
They have to sew his head back together for free.
Illegals are the cancer, are the biggest cancer.
Okay.
That have to go. And the parasites who are entrenched in academia and basically every field, the people that
the university academia.
You know
That's and the Warhawks. The Warhawk types, you don't think the I guess 4 and 8 and all those. But I think Trump does see through that. I think he's got his eye on that, like the world withdrawing from the WHO and all that shit.
Well, his last presidency, we didn't have any major conflicts, did we? During the first term?
Like war?
Yeah. What was popping off?
Let's see. Let's ask chat.
Yeah, we had the Las Vegas shootings. That was the major war.
Yeah, I don't know. But where were we starting off in here? Oh, Vivek getting canned. So that's interesting. And then the second thing is what's the new AI thing? Can you type it? ChatGPT, what's the new Russian AI thing?
Okay, good. I'm glad you brought that. You see the Japanese guy give the $500 billion investment for OpenAI?
Yeah, SoftBank, yeah.
SoftBank?
Yeah.
It goes faster. For what?
SoftBank, didn't they? I think they invested in Boston Dynamics too.
Yes.
Can you type in how much did SoftBank spend on Boston Dynamics?
SoftBank's just the worst banker. They're like, oh man, that's so cool.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh man, that's cool. A dog doing frips. 100 million. It's enough for them to write another fake, make up another fake video of a guy jumping off some scaffolding.
a CG robot doing parkour.
Whoa, dude, that's so cool.
Hell yeah. All right, type what's the new Russian AI thing, ... It starts with deep something. Deep fake AI. ... It might not be Russian. It might be Chinese. I don't know.
Oh, type cool. That. I got to start using this.
You got to use ChatGPT.
Apparently I do.
Yeah. It's actually extremely useful.
Now, what is that?
Deep mind. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool. Okay.
Sounds like something you would say to a California girl to fuck her.
Type in, why are people talking about deep mind? Causing the share price of Nvidia to collapse. I think they made some AI thing that doesn't require tons of hardware.
Oh, they folded it. They learned how to write on the back and the inside of the data.
Is it DeepMind? The fuck is it?
Oh, Google owns DeepMind.
DeepMind might not even be what I'm thinking of.
And then you could just ask ChatGPT how it's doing.
Yeah, ChatGPT, how you doing?
I'm all right. My back hurts. I went out this weekend, twisted it. I was playing baseball in the yard with Matt. It's like, oh, it's just a guy. Hey, wait, I mean, my circuits are fine. it's just a guy named Chris that lives in, like, Indiana. It was fine. I had a root beer and it freaking
it was good.
The can stunk, so I just threw it away.
the can was dirty.
It's like a very human thing. Like I think my wife used too much fabric softener in our laundry.
I'm itchy.
And my back is mad itchy. I mean, according to my knowledge, according to your reference point,
ChatGPT is really good.
ChatGPT is really good. It works about as well as AltaVista did in 2009.
What's AltaVista?
The search engine that worked before they started making them gay.
Oh. Ask Jeeves.
Yeah, ask Jeeves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can ask it like very nuanced technical things that would take you more time to like research yourself.
It'll also give you wrong answers with total authority.
Yeah.
So you have to have your, you have to be paying attention.
Yeah.
Emerson, Lawrence Servideo's boyfriend Emerson was told me the, he told the story the best way, but it was basically like he was researching, has anybody from the mafia ever switched and joined the mafia? Like, has any internal investigators for the FBI or the CIA ever gone into the mafia? And they're like, nah, fuck this. I'm going to go work for the mafia now.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like in 1996, Eduardo Alvarez was investigating the cartels in involvement with a blah, blah, blah in the mafia. The whole thing was made up. The whole thing. And I was like, yo. But he tells the story better.
He asked ChatGPT that?
Yeah. He was like working with AI to like fill out a block. He was in a writer's room for a TV show. And it gave him like, and he like was like researching that, and none of it was true.
Weird.
Yeah. And it was really, really detailed. Like they met at a hotel in December 31st of 1997. And research, you know, it's like, what the fuck?
Turns out it was just an erotica novel.
It literally, yeah.
It's
literally
Deep
was.
Seek, and it's Deep Chinese.
Did you find the answer though about NVIDIA stock?
No. Type in I meant Deep Seek.
Deep Seek.
Yeah.
Deep Seek.
There you go.
That's so funny. Ah, got it.
Type in does Deep Seek need NVIDIA GPUs ... or are they making their own GPUs ... or what ... Why are people saying it's going to make NVIDIA stock price go down? This is,
that's
Trevin,
awesome.
You got to be artful with the editing out dead space here.
Or what?
But we do need to know what we're searching for here. This is a thing here.
Do Deep Seek,
just hit enter. Ah, now it's clearer.
Wow. I like reading backwards because I'm a fucking retard.
Oh my god. It's also really fast too.
I gotta know.
What possibly, all right, so you understand AI more than the next guy.
No.
Might you do.
No.
What task or hole can they possibly fill or combine that is important enough to collapse company's stock price or basically make people jump ship?
Well, the one of the dominant investing theses is that all this stuff is going to run on NVIDIA hardware.
Okay.
So the prices of these things are kind of interlinked, and you can sort of, if you wanted to invest in AI, you could invest in Google or NVIDIA, either one. You could just throw a dart at the dartboard and pick one of these companies because they're all kind of like globbed together,
yeah,
to some extent. And when there is a winner, when there's like a, it'll be like when there is a winner, the value of all these other things is going to drop off.
Is this where Google finally takes its IBM plight to the middle of the pack and then comes out in 20 years and becomes a stock talker again?
They could.
Remember like Microsoft did that in like 99?
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, oh yeah, like Microsoft was a, you know, was just a gigantic, like it was Bill Gates, like our childhood. Bill Gates, richest man in the world, is software. Bill Gates. And then it was like, okay. And then they became sort of irrelevant when Google came around.
Everybody's going all in on AI and the stock prices are going up because of the AI hype. And if there's even the appearance that one of these companies is not going to be the dominant force in the future, that could be like disastrous.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Disastrous for him.
Look at Oracle, though. Larry Ellison's fucking, his big fucking sewn together face. He's like, hey, everybody.
How much is Oracle worth?
He just jumped over the top of Jeff Bezos, which is fucking insane. Like 20 years later, this fucking guy is like, again, just back in the thing. And
$300 billion market cap.
Yeah.
Capitalization. Oracle.
I don't know enough about this to talk about it.
Just from a, you know, like observing, you know, Oracle, these like top eight companies, top 10 companies, NVIDIA and stuff like that. It's like they all like let each other like kind of like take the top spot and they're like, oh yeah, sure, I'll just hang back here at five or six or eight. Like, what's his, the, like Mark Benioff, the Salesforce guy. Mm-hmm. Like those guys, they just kind of like come in and out, but they're constantly acquiring small companies that have promise. Like Google's constantly buying things.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll always be a top eight company buying out any innovation, and they have people hunting. And it's almost like a fool's game to think that some rogue shit's going to pop in out of nowhere.
I think that's what this DeepSeek thing is.
Okay.
And I think that the...
you don't think it'll be acquired?
It's Chinese.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe Saudi Aramco just buys it.
Yeah, they should.
Ring doorbell buys it. like just like some other company. Lyft. Like, yeah, what? Yeah, Lyft.
Yeah.
That would be, I would love if shit like that happened. WWE buys it.
Are they optimizing this stuff not to run on NVIDIA hardware? That's what I'm thinking here. That's what I'm thinking about.
Who?
Anyway, whatever.
Is Huawei? No, what's the, can you type in top?
Huawei?
Huawei?
What? Yeah, Huawei.
Is that the top? Samsung, I know, is probably like, what's the top 20 companies in the world?
Yeah. The Ping Ping Chinky Electronics Company.
It's number one. It has a $50 trillion value.
Wang Yang Chinese Rice Patty Hat Company.
Yeah, Saudi Aramco. I said top 20. Oh, okay.
Tesla.
All right, keep going. These are, what's that? Taiwan
Chinese massive company. The Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturer Company.
What's number 11 through 20?
Do the next 10. Oh, yeah. Do the other 11 through 12.
Fuck.
Johnson & Johnson.
Oh, that would be great.
Douche.
Visa. Like Visa's
we make douche exciting. Company.
Wow. Doctor and Gamble. What's that one right there? Kmee Chow Motai.
Kwei Chow Motai.
Chinese distiller.
Oh, that's the high-end liquor.
Wow.
That's the expensive Chinese liquor.
It's a Chinese Yummy. Company?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They make like piss liquor. Have you seen this, Nick?
No.
Is this just like powered by like...
That's a lot of fucking...
It's
size.
Like luxury, it's like Hennessy, it's like Chinese Hennessy.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it LVMH, like, or it's a bunch of...
I think it's just liquor. I think it's just...
Unique and distinguished for thousands of years of spirits producing history.
Goddamn.
With environment that cannot be duplicated, Maotai embraces all friendly microorganisms all the year round.
It's pussy water.
Young fermentation.
They got to run the RX-11 mouth declick on this video, too.
I was going to say it's super compressed.
Yeah.
And heavenly aroma.
But this is, there's like different levels of this, and this is what you buy for your kids when they graduate. These are the different levels right here.
That's Maotai 1.
That is a prize.
How is this in the top 20?
Yeah, that's big.
Is it just alcoholics in China?
I think I think it's just 1 billion people buying Hennessy. For graduations and stuff.
Damn. Like that's bigger than that's big. That is, first of all, it's bigger than ExxonMobil.
Bigger than MasterCard, bigger than Nestle.
Yeah.
Unless it's just giving us a wrong answer.
How about 21 through 30? I'll take that. Yeah, now we're talking. Intel.
Oh, AbbVie.
Wow.
Pfizer's not that big. I wasn't expecting that.
Abbott Laboratories. It was like bone density and fucking Medtronic. Wow.
Hershey.
They measure your bones. MasterCard again.
Wow. There's Linus now.
Yeah. Tesla again.
Yeah, I don't. Slight shift in ranking.
What an asshole this thing is.
You fucking dickhead.
Yeah.
Now.
Wait.
Please give me correct answers.
Why would there be the same?
No, I don't even.
Do you know how Amazon like?
Because it's just autocomplete. It's not even.
You remember drop shippers?
Yeah.
Guys going into like Target, buying things, taking them home, buying and then relisting them.
I don't remember. People did that.
Yeah, they would go to like the clearance aisle at TJ Maxx, find a cologne that was $20.
Yeah,
relist it, right? Mm-hmm. I wonder if that was a sabotage, a way for Jeff Bezos to sabotage the off-brand model, mm-hmm. or the off-price model, which is like TJX, Job Lot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like, yes, yeah, go into the stores and find their mistakes and then bring them to me and sell it on mine. Mm-hmm. Like, that's fucking, like, why isn't eBay? Was eBay on there? eBay should be somewhere up there.
I don't think so.
What's eBay worth? eBay is such a piece of shit.
Yeah, but it's still big.
You use eBay?
Yeah.
I probably buy something on eBay every day.
Yeah, I like eBay. I look a lot.
27 billion.
That's it?
What's bad with eBay?
It's like Amazon in that the original the code of the website is unupdatable.
Oh, it's a piece of shit website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't fix it because there's nobody alive who can figure out how to fix it.
It's got like it's got metal parts in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's made on like brown plastic casing.
There's a water wheel in there somewhere.
Yeah, it has a it needs a typewriter somewhere in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a Rube Goldberg machine.
This isn't Rube Goldberg. That doesn't have a dot matrix printer on it.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
That's a very interesting thing to me, by the way.
What? Dot matrix or just
it's that idea is called path dependence.
Like Bitcoin. Sort of.
I think I talked about this in the past in the context of cryptocurrency, but like if you wanted to, if you had the way that all American electricity is wired up, if you were like, hey, you know how you lose something like half your power every 500 miles or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
How, ask ChatGPT, how quickly do you lose power on high voltage lines? But, if you had some way of wiring American homes differently that was safer and kids can't electrocute themselves and it couldn't cause a fire, if you had some like new electricity 2.0 type thing, mm-hmm. you couldn't do it because you'd have to tear apart every house in America and rewire it from scratch. So path dependency is like there is a lot of things. evolution is like this. There are local maximas that once you reach, you can't come back down. So the way a Nautilus eye evolved, if you believe in evolution, which I don't necessarily believe in, but the way
welcome to us.
Thank you. I'm here.
Yeah.
But the way that
I'm glad to see you.
The way that the Nautilus eye developed, you would have a photosensitive piece of skin, and the photosensitive piece of skin or whatever you call it, not skin, but whatever you call that tissue on the outside of the body, it would either sense light or darkness, okay? And the sense and having a sense of light or darkness would give you an evolutionary advantage because if a predator was near, it would become dark. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it would form a shadow, you mean?
If you were totally blind,
yeah.
You're a sitting duck. If you can see light or shadow, just white or black, you now have an advantage over something that's totally blind, right?
Right, right.
And so the Nautilus eye, the way that it evolved, if you believe in evolution.
Welcome to us.
I'm here. is that there was a calcified ridge that started to form around that light sensing tissue. And when you have a ridge, the ridge would like obscure some of the light. So now you can tell if this side's light and this side's dark, that there's a predator over here or over here, and that gives you an advantage. You can tell like which direction the predator roughly is. And then that calcified ridge gets bigger and bigger and bigger until finally you have a pinhole camera, which is what a Nautilus eye is.
What we have.
No.
No.
Totally different thing.
Totally different thing.
Totally very in the sense that once you develop a calcified ridge that forms a pinhole camera, you cannot go from there to something as sophisticated as a human eye.
Oh, okay. The opposite of a human eye then.
It's essentially a very, like we still have an iris, but it's a totally different thing.
It'd be like looking through a pipe.
Yes.
Like looking through like a 2 foot long piece of pipe.
Well, have you
versus
seen,
like an iris that can multi-scan, you know, like a sensor.
The human eye is like much more sophisticated and complicated than a pinhole camera. But once you get that pinhole camera with light sensing tissue behind it, you can't evolve rods and cones and all the shit that's in a human eye.
Okay.
Like if you build the world's best kite, you can't turn that into a Formula One car.
Copy that.
Know what I mean?
Yep.
So you in evolutionary terms, a local maxim is like you reach the highest point that you can get to from this road down here.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another road if you could go back down and unevolve. There's a higher peak you could go to from some different route.
It's like ideas got a body count, and ain't no one ever forgetting by the time you ain't come.
There you go.
Right?
Yes.
I'm just using abstractions.
That's all we're doing.
But
here.
It's like, bro, ain't no one ever forgetting the time that you drank all the basketball team's cum.
You drank a load from a Slurpee cup.
Yo.
You ain't never going back.
You ain't never going to be.
Exactly.
Okay. No, I know. Exactly. I got you. But yeah.
And path dependence, it's like, I wash my hair. My hair is dirty. I dry it off. My hair is wet. That doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You reorganize. There's only one path that those things can work in. Why did I start talking about this?
Because eBay sucks dick.
Oh yeah. Once they fully built eBay,
yep.
They can't like undo the way that it's built.
They're like, no, we have a simple machine here. This works this way.
That's how a lot of things are.
If you're ever, if you're ever wondering why Amazon looks so janky, it works great. It works mm-hmm. perfectly. But it doesn't look like a modern website.
No.
Because they can't reconfigure it. They can't rebuild it. They can't make it a slick modern website. It has to have like
coupons.
Crusty ass buttons and recommendations here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because if the engineers, they look at it and they're like, if we take the recommendations away, it totally breaks the shopping cart.
Yeah.
We're fucked.
Yeah, we're fucked, literally, yeah.
All the guys that built it are retired.
It just turns the camera on the office.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, oh, we take it out. Like, watch this. It just shows them, and they're like, please, sir, please. It's like when people catch Indian people.
Yeah,
and they're like, Gary, how's the office looking right now, Marind? And it's like, no.
The CCTV at the Indian call center, everybody's scrambling. They're spilling drinks on their keyboards.
Mm-hmm. It is fascinating, though. I mean, because you have these companies that are propped up. Not propped up. Because then when you bring shareholders, and shareholders don't understand that. Do you think 90% of shareholders understand the fact that that's what eBay looks like? Well, like, I love that.
Look at these fucking guys, bro.
I know. Explain how I tracked these scammers down
and found all of their personal. These are generational geniuses. Tried to get your
computer fixed. It's funny because when you talk to cops, right, like my father-in-law,
mm-hmm.
my father-in-law is a good cop.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the classic sense where he wasn't like a gun retard.
Mm-hmm.
He was like a real cop,
mm-hmm.
fair shit. Get out of here. I'll give you a ride home. You're cocked. That kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
But not like I want to fuck chicks and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like fair. I like him a lot. I think people would like his policing.
Mm-hmm.
And he had like theory. He's like a theorist,
mm-hmm.
a law theorist.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a pretty good conversation
mm-hmm.
where you would be like, wow, okay. I never really thought about it like that. But he was like into the law.
Yeah.
And he said he would like investigate the mob.
Mm.
And he's like, you should hear these fucking guys. He's like, you think it's like this like complex thing? He's like, we'd have tapes on these guys and it would be five guys sitting in a room and be like, so here's the thing, right? We call little old ladies and we say, you've won the sweepstakes. All right? Like they
Hell
do like
yeah.
auto dialing scams.
Yeah, yeah.
And shit like that. And he's like, Nick, it was the dumbest shit you've ever heard in your life. And it would be like for months and months at a time. It would be mm-hmm. like five guys sitting in a room like trying to we do a car wash, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like I heard there's a guy that has like a card scanner. And then we, you know, it was just dumb shit. After dumb, like, why don't you just rob people in broad daylight? Like it was you're a fucking hair above that. Like this isn't like, there's no reason why you should have put a suit on today, Mr. fucking Baloney. Like you might as well just be a stick up guy like, at this point. And he's like, it's fucking insane. And he would tell me a few, but it was basically like auto dialing scams, going to nursing homes and like talking, you know, setting up fake mortgages.
But they're talking shop about it in a very dumb way.
Yes.
Like an exploratory, what if we make it so that the glass is one way so you can't see through to see the crime happening on the other end?
There you go. There you go. Now, okay. So
that's
we got
Johnny's
the,
idea.
So we got the glass thing nailed down.
We're gonna steal his gun, and we're gonna make it so it shoots backwards into his own chest.
Oh, he's just crashing his Cadillac. But we'll do mortgages and we'll make them sign their property over to us. And by the time they figure it out, we're going to be long gone. You know, like basically having like little old ladies sign their shit away on like their deathbed and fucking weird shit like that. But yeah, I don't know. But then like that was the mafia that was studied. And now we have like, I mean, how many fucking times have you gotten, how many times a day do you get like, your account has been compromised. This is Citizens Bank.
My hunch is that they're having the same conversation at AI companies in a way that sounds way smarter and isn't.
You mean like having a...
What if we make it so that the computer is picking stocks for us to buy?
Italian AI company.
Yeah. I feel like the conversations they're having are like that. They sound smarter and they're not.
Yeah. Because you could say this. You could say... What our AI is able to do is we will able to notice an uptick in search data every day. If it'll take like what we're doing is we're utilizing search data.
We're quantizing the data using
Diamond Scan,
Deep Logic Quantum Computer,
Mitsubishi Diamond Scan
large
technology.
Language.
It's
large language,
big boy words. We're using big boy language.
Large language sounds like something that's good, man.
That's what they call it. It's called
that's the large language model.
What? That sounds... Oh, my God.
Also, listen, I think...
It's like the main thing.
Am I wrong? I've said this before, that this is... It's autocomplete. Am I wrong?
No. AI in general?
Can you go to ChatGPT?
Is this going to offend ChatGPT?
Do LLMs essentially work like autocomplete? Trevor, make that louder.
In a way.
Yes. It just says yes. Uh-huh. So basically, the next year of our life is going to be picking apart AI and realizing how much baby brain shit. They're like, guys, this is repackaged shit.
I wish I were smart enough to know. I want to dig into this like in a deep way. I wish I had time, and I wish I wasn't fluoridated and crystallized in my head.
No, it feels like a fleecing.
I gotta figure this out, though.
This AI, like the way you explain it to me is like, AI can't self-drive cars. Got it. That's all I need to know. I'm off. Don't need to talk about it anymore. But on Wall Street right now, I've got like guys in suits like, this is the future. They don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Come to me and tell me. And if you do, I'll give you 10 grand in cash. Me, Nick, Sam will give you. We'll split it, 5 and 5. Come from New York, take a train here, and explain to me something that we can't explain. You tell me 5 minutes, and then ask me 5 questions, and I'll say, here's where you'll stop.
One of the most telling things, and I've said this before on the show, but this is worth digging into again. You know the Davos conferences, where like the world leaders convene?
What's it called? The big one.
CFR?
Yeah.
It's kind of similar. Can you type in Davos exit survey? So these conferences where all the big wigs go, right?
Yep.
They do this exit survey thing. You can get this off the screen because it's not related. They do an exit survey where it's like they ask all the people in attendance, world leaders, company leaders, CEOs, all the people that are like running the show. They give them a survey. And the survey is the one that I saw, which might have been from 2020 or 2019 or something, was like, do you believe that we will have computers in our brains within the next 5 years? Do you believe that we will have flying cars within the next 10 years? Do you believe that 90% of US companies within the next 15 years will be run by software only?
Can you see this?
We could find this.
Ooh, that's exciting.
It's sci-fi fantasy shit that's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen. Do you believe that computers will be able to diagnose and solve cancer remotely via FTP servers within the next 6 months? Fantasy shit, okay? Do you believe we'll be brains living in tanks, living in hermetically sealed goo tanks connected to wires in 50 years. And it's like 90% of these people think that that shit's true.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes.
I would pay.
No, I'm not kidding you.
I'm not kidding you. I'd pay $20,000 of money that I really don't have to see, honestly, like that would be like Barrett Jackson to me to be able to like take a look at those answers.
It's very Barrett Jackson. And the reason is because these people are morons.
Yes.
And they're all addicted to the hype and the FOMO and they want the next big thing and whatever like whiff of tech is circulating. They're like, oh, I see a way to 10X my billions.
Do you know how gay that is?
Mm-hmm.
That is so fucking gay.
Mm-hmm.
Like to believe that. That's like when a general manager of like a mid-level general manager nitwit thinks that like a new software is implemented into the company is going to like 10X sales. Yeah, yeah. If that 10X.
We got this new computer system, Nick. Trust me. Wait till we get this computer fired up. It's going to fix everything.
A million a month. A million. And like
2 million a week.
Like if it 10X is anything, I'll drink a fucking 50-gallon drum of motor oil in front of you while I whack off. I'll humiliate myself with a hammer.
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Live podcast. Full access to all episodes and more, visit MDE.TV.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.